Let's get to some hoops. We want to talk some hoops here because it is the start of the NBA season and the Milwaukee Bucks are the reigning champs. And I reckon they'd be very, very excited in Milwaukee for what this season might be as well. Dario Melendez is the Bucks beat reporter with Bally Sports. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Hello, Dario.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much. First off, I got to apologize to Joey because you guys know our U.S. educational system aren't very good over here. And I was texting him at, like, 10 at night your time because I can't read when he wants us on. I don't know time zones. So, my bad, Joey.
He's just gone through my ears and he said it was 11, Dario. I said it's even worse. But we are happy.
My bad, Steve.
But I can tell you this much. Having worked with Joey for a little while now, he would have been fast asleep. So you didn't interrupt him at all. Don't worry about that. Now tell us, we're on the eve of the NBA season. The Bucks are the reigning champions. What's the mood like in the city? Because it was pretty significant when they won last season the title. What's the build-up like to this one from the Bucks' perspective?
Everybody's very excited. They're about to throw another party in Deer District. I think I talked to you last time, and everybody was partying down on Water Street and jumping in the river. I don't know if we're going to see that. But they're going to have another block party right outside of Pfizer Forum in the Deer District. The players are getting the rings tonight. Giannis said his only stipulation was that his ring was bigger than his brother's ring. But it's really cool. It's a really cool vibe, especially with the baseball team, the Brewers going out early. Everybody expected the Brewers to kind of be in that championship parade competition with the Bucks. But now that you have basketball starting back up and the ring ceremony tonight, so it's going to be a good 24 hours here.
And you wouldn't mind thinking that, you know, when you have a ring ceremony at home for the first championship forever, basically, and you've got the Brooklyn Nets, you haven't got an easy one starting. It's the Nets are coming to town.
Yeah, and look, the only silver lining here is that it's not 2012, because this Nets team would have been really good if this was 2012. Instead, you have the geriatric Nets coming to town. And, I mean, again, look, they got Blake Griffin. That's awesome. Aldridge is going to be good. No Kyrie because of his non-vaccine COVID situation. But James Harden and Kevin Durant are always going to present a challenge. And the Bucks aren't going to be without Bobby Portis and Rodney Hood and Dante DiVincenzo because of some alien injuries. But, yeah, I mean, look, Kevin Durant by himself is always going to give you a little bit of a challenge. But even if they lose, they win. Because guess what? Today's game doesn't matter. The only thing that matters tonight is celebrating that ring ceremony.
Yes, very good, very good. Can I ask you, Dario, about the Kyrie Irving situation, just in his particular stance, and what the American sports-loving public think of that?
It's weird. Like, it's just, and again, I'm guessing you guys pay attention over here. It's just, it's become so politicized.
Yeah.
No one really knows what to believe. Do you believe the science, which you probably should? Do you believe the politicians? Because, again, they tell us to put our masks on. They tell us to take our masks off. They tell them to put them on and put it off. It's like a bingo game with whatever we're supposed to do every day. And I guess the initial response from the NBA was that you weren't going to have to be tested. You weren't going to have to be vaccinated. And Kyrie said that that's the way he planned for the season. And he's already a weird dude anyway. He's kind of a flat earther, which is all you really need to know about Kyrie Irving. But he's sticking to his guns, man. He's going to go down with the ship. He says he doesn't have enough research on the vaccine, and because of that, the Nets aren't going to let him play. So that's kind of where it is.
So, and I know you cover the Bucks, but from a team perspective, has that had much impact on the team, or is it just like having a guy out with a knee injury that it is what it is sort of thing?
I think any team that has Kyrie Irving knows what you're getting. Again, he's made this very clear. He thinks the Earth is flat, which is all you really need to know about him. And on top of that, even when he's playing, he's usually injured. So if you sign a guy like Kyrie, one, you know you're getting a wild card. You know you're getting one of a once-in-a-generational player, but most likely won't be playing because of some weird off-the-field issues, or off-the-court issues, I should say, or won't be playing because he's usually hurt. Now, the good news for the Nets is you have James Harden and Kevin Durant. So you can make up with that. Oh, and you had Patty Mills.
Yeah, don't forget Patty.
I was wishing, that guy. You know, where's he from again? I was hoping the Bucks were going to add Patty Mills because they needed a backup point guard or someone who could bring some good scoring off the bench, but he decided to go to the Nets. So when you have enough firepower like that, you'll be okay. But he's a weird dude. That's all you can really say about Kyrie Irving. He's just a weird dude.
So I must admit, I haven't been keeping up to date with too many of the roster changes. So what have the Bucks added or lost through the offseason to get ready for this season, Dario?
So the biggest loss is PJ Tucker, obviously. He was kind of the heart and soul of that team. Obviously, everybody remembers Bobby Portis and the Bobby chant, but PJ Tucker really changed the mentality of the Bucks from being somewhat aggressive to yard dogs. Like, he kept saying, "We dogs." Very aggressive mentality, very good defensively. So you lose him, but you add Shemi Ojale, who's kind of like a younger version of PJ Tucker, and a cheaper version as well. And then you also add Grayson Allen. This is the one that I really, really like, because Grayson Allen's that guy that you hate when he's not on your team, but love him when he is on your team.
Yep.
He's pesky. He's kind of a jerk, but he's really athletic. I don't know what the FCC rules are over there, so I don't know what I'm allowed to say or not say. You're an American.
No, that's cool.
West. You can say whatever you want. But Grayson Allen, I mean, he's pesky, and that's one of the things I think you're really going to see that the Bucks are going to try to utilize a lot, because he can shoot three ball at 40% clip. He's really athletic. He can play anywhere on the court, and then you also bring George Hill back, and you retain Bobby Portis. So, and you get Rodney Hood. Now, Rodney Hood could be one of the X factors as well if he can stay healthy. So this Bucks team starting this season is better than the way they started last season. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out as the year goes on.
So as it stands at the moment, we're looking at some betting markets here just to get a feel for who are the ones to beat. The Nets, $3.50, Lakers, $5, and then the Bucks, $9, so 8-1 in the old. So third favorite. Is that, how do you see it? As someone that obviously follows the Bucks really closely, who are the team to, or who is the team to beat, and who are the key challenges, do you think?
I mean, I think it's up there. Like, look, I made the joke about the Nets being old. They are old, and so are the Lakers. I mean, you look at that Lakers team, again, if this is 2012, you might have something to say about that. Vegas and all these betting lines love big names, and the Bucks for the second, third, fourth straight year are always going to fly under the radar because their biggest name isn't LeBron James. It's not Kevin Durant. It's Giannis. And even though Giannis is probably the best player in the world right now, he still doesn't get the respect that comes with being that. So again, I think, in my opinion, maybe because I'm biased, I still think the Bucks are the favorite to win, especially if Kyrie Irving is going to be out for a while with his anti-vax position. But the Nets are going to be really good. The Lakers will be solid in the West. The Heat are going to be good. They added PJ Tucker and one of the Morris twins. They're going to be very good defensively. Look for the Hawks to rebound very nicely. I mean, another year of experience with that young Hawks team and Trae Young. The Bulls might be a little bit better, but it's in the East, it's going to be pretty much a two-horse race. It's going to be Nets and Bucks in that West. The Jazz were phenomenal last year, and we'll see if they can kind of learn from their early exit. I mean, I would think West in the West, it's Suns, Lakers, and Jazz.
Well, whatever happens, it's going to be good fun to watch through the season, no doubt. But we are looking forward to seeing what your Bucks can do in a quest to go back-to-back. I have been to a ring ceremony before, Dario, back in Chicago, back in the old days. It was a pretty cool night. I'm expecting a very, very big night there for the Bucks fans to be a part of something very, very special. So we wish you the best of luck. Have a great night tonight in the game against the old guys there in the Brooklyn Nets. And we look forward to seeing you dominate the court for the year and chat to you through the year.
For sure. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good man. Dario Melendez, who will be texting Joey at more appropriate times throughout the journey, hopefully. Bucks beat reporter with Bally Sports. He's good fun.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, just a suspicion, but I'm not sure Dario has much time for Kyrie.
The flat earther. Shaquille O'Neal's another flat earther. He thinks the world's flat, yeah. That's an unusual phenomenon.
Does he live in the Truman Show?
Well, I don't know where he lives, but it does seem difficult to justify. It doesn't all try and convince someone that it's flat, doesn't it?
Yes, I would suggest.
Yeah. He says when he drives Route 66, this is Shaq, it's flat. So that means the world's flat. It's not curved. The road's not curved for Shaq.
There's a lot of people in America that don't leave America, though.
We don't need to leave it to know it's round.
No.
Yes. Have you seen Google Earth?
Yeah.
Is this your song?
Yep. This is better than the other one, I think.
No, but that was the That was the one that really got it going, you know. Love and Kisses.
That was horrible.
It was the one that got it going.
This is going to get going a bit more.